Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Joachim Noah, Solomon Hill, Joey Devine, Moses Scurry, Jonathan Isaac, Sean Keane, Ray Allen, he played Jesus Shuttlesworth, Don Shamgod, Patreons, Jarvis, thank you Jarvis, Josh Cohen, thank you Josh, Brian Phillips, thank you Brian, musical guest, Jars of Clay, and now, the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine!
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are back with a brand new episode. I'm here, as always, with America's Uncle Dad, Seanathan Keane.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. Not a lot to talk about, gonna be honest.
There's so much news, baby.
I mean, did you see, Sean? Mm-hmm. Look, we're gonna do some news outside of the news.
Oh.
But did you see that the U.S. is offering... there's a trade. I guess I should play the trade drop. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's play the trade drop.
Trades. That's right, we're talking about trades.
Slash Capspace URLs, you remember, we talk about Capspace all the time in the program. Slash Capspace, let them know that you came from us. Limited time only, terms apply.
Protected picks.
You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. That's wix.com/woj. W-O-J, to get 10% off.
Rights to Euros that are never coming.
Enter code NBA at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Expiring salaries.
If you missed it, we launched the Recapables Billions podcast on our Recapables feed.
Treating people like they're assets and not people.
ZipRecruiter.com/lowpost, L-O-W-E post. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Even robots know that basketball is a business, so players shouldn't have feelings because of business. Trades.
All right, Sean. Joe Biden has offered Viktor Anatolievich Bout, a Russian arms dealer and former Soviet military translator and point guard, for center slash power forward Brittany Griner and a prisoner to be named later. How do you feel about this trade? I find it strange that Viktor Bout's cap space number is so large.
Well, there's not Biden's holding out for a pick swap, which I think is ill-advised right now because you just have no idea where Russia's going to be in 2027. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like Putin is managing this country like a guy who might get fired on by a firing squad. But I just kind of assume that, I mean, basically Viktor Bout, I think, is kind of like Nicolas Cage's character from Art of War. Lord of War?
War Dogs? No, Lord of War. Yeah, the Lord War Dogs War was the other arms dealer movie.
His nickname is Sanctions Buster.
Mm-hmm.
And he apparently did a lot of, like, air freight. Basically, like I think he like shipped a lot of weapons to Afghanistan, and I can't tell if that means he was working for the CIA or against the CIA. I assume he worked for the CIA at some point. So this is kind of more like when the Celtics traded for Antoine Walker again in 2004. You know what I mean? Like, 2006,
what's interesting to me about this now is that Russia clearly needs a center, and you know who's available on the market? Liz Cambage.
Yeah, that's great. Liz Cambage. And I think they could send Ennis Freedom to Russia to work on the inside. It is also funny, I mean, on a serious note, that a lot of people don't realize we're at war with Russia right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if that's funny.
I mean, just weird. It's weird. It was weird to go to other countries and have people from other countries say, like, how do people in America feel about fighting the war with Russia? And I'm like, nah, they kind of think it's Rafi actually thinks that they should be shipping more weapons to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Based on his retweet today. anyway, it's weird. But Brittany Griner, come on home.
Yeah.
But, you know, it kind of sucks that the WNBA is still so undervalued that Biden's asking for a different political prisoner along the way. I think Brittany Griner is better at basketball than Viktor Bout is at illegal arms trading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Plus, she's a lot younger. I mean, yeah. Russia, like, this guy's, yeah, he's 55 years old. He's past his prime. He's not going to be able to smuggle in anything like this.
Yeah, I mean, I brought her up. We should also mention Liz Cambage. Congratulations on your contract divorce.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm just excited to see what she does in the DJ space now.
Well, what I thought was, I honestly think, I don't know if you read that article about why Liz Cambage left the Sparks, but
I did, yeah.
I really think that what the other Sparks players did is maybe one of the funniest things any team of athletes has ever done, which is she was complaining about not getting the ball, so then they just started breaking plays and giving her the ball every single time.
Yeah. Yes. She also apparently called people on the Nigerian national monkey. I mean, that's,
you don't have to. She's racist. Yeah, yeah. She said racist stuff. That's what got.
I mean,
got
she
her.
Is. She yeah. She's Australian, so that kind of. I mean,
right. But you have to be very racist to be kicked off the Australian basketball team, I think. You know what I mean? Like, that is a country where people still do blackface on television.
Yes.
So she is going to focus on her modeling career, I believe.
Yeah, which sources say she's admirable at, I believe is how Chris Haynes.
That is how Chris Haynes described it. Admirable at DJing and modeling.
Also spelled out DJing. DEEJAYING.
Yes.
Strange times.
By the way, did you see that Steph and Ayesha Curry threw out a first pitch together?
Yeah, at the A's game today. And you know what Steph Curry said?
What did he say?
He wouldn't stop talking about how special Oakland is and how much he loves being there. So fuck you, Joe Lacob. All right.
Should have thrown a goddamn strike then. That would have been a nice tribute. We're talking about how bad these first pitches are. They're, I mean, it's not. They're neither one is great, but come on.
Is Ayesha's better? I haven't watched it.
She kind of lobs it in, and then Steph throws it hard, but it like really breaks down and away. Mm-hmm. But like the catcher catches both of them. So by first pitch standards, like you know what I mean? Like people.
Anyway, those catchers have names, Sean, and they are Stephen Vogt and Sean Murphy.
Sean Murphy, that's right. Josh Flegley is
Josh no Flegley,
there.
Yeah, also gone. Also, the guy who pulled a gun on his Uber Eats driver. What was that guy's name?
Oh, Bruce, yeah, the guy who knelt.
Yeah.
Boy, what a history. Yeah. The only player to kneel for the anthem and pull a gun on an Uber driver yeah, the same
so,
baseball season.
The gauntlet's been thrown, Colin Kaepernick. You gotta pull a knife. You gotta bring a knife to a DoorDash fight. All right.
Bruce Maxwell.
Yeah. Anyway, weird start to this episode. I guess let's go to the news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean, the BOA challenge worked. It was all over social media. I guess it was mm-hmm. technically the BOA challenge 2. Mm-hmm. It was all over social media.
Yeah.
You couldn't go anywhere without seeing it. Bo Cruz has finally found another team, and it's the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, that's great. I love it. I love it. Now, he does have an assault conviction back in Spain, so I hope that doesn't mm-hmm. keep him out. So what I hear is that Drake was at this super secret run mm-hmm. in New York City that he went to with Jimmy Goldstein. And, you know, I have heard on good authority that one of the a high placed NBA executive said he sure looks like a guy who can impact winning at our level. So good for Toronto Raptors.
Yeah,
that is a line by Brad Stevens as Brad Stevens in the movie. Hustle. Uh-huh.
Yep. Let me see if someone has posted it. Nope, that's going to have bad audio. Someone did post it, but it's them filming their TV. Anyway, Brad Stevens gives the line.
He can really impact winning at our
level. He sure looks like a guy who can impact winning at our level.
Yeah.
He sure
but
does.
It's the worst line read I've ever seen in film history. Fuck you, Brad Stevens. Speaking of Brad Stevens, Sean. Do you think he's going to trade Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart for Kevin Durant?
I thought the offer was Derek White and Jaylen Brown for Kevin and a pick for Kevin Durant.
I mean, either way, it's Jaylen Brown, right?
Chim I mean, that's
Nets
the guy.
Take that.
Well, so apparently the reason that this is coming up is that because of the way the cap is rising or expected to rise, you can't really extend Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. So this is, I don't know why I'm giving stupid cap information. Basically, Jaylen Brown basically has no, I mean, he can make so much more money by becoming a free agent in 2024 than he can from a team extension mm-hmm. that it's not even like
you know, when they're like, oh, you're trading for like one more year on this guy's contract, two more years. It's like he is definitely an unrestricted free agent in 2 years, which is why they're willing to trade him. And that is also the reason DeJounte Murray got traded now, because he's in the same situation.
Well, also, DeJounte Murray got traded because they got way too many first round picks for him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I mean, he was like, there wouldn't have been the debt. There wouldn't have been the, because otherwise you could see the Spurs like extending him. He's pretty young. So anyway,
he's not that young, though. He just feels young. Remember, we've talked about this.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, he made the all defensive team when he was like 21.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's 25.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty young, but
yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, but weird trade. I just can't see any scenario where the Nets and the Celtics would make this trade.
It would be pretty funny if the Celtics gave up a bunch of draft picks to the Nets, though, you know?
Yeah, and they were like, and like none of them paid off.
Yeah.
The Celtics just stayed good, and it was like, yeah, what'd they get for Kevin Durant? And a bunch of number 30 picks. The Celtics four-peated every remaining year of Durant's contract. And they did it by trading first round picks. That's Danny Ainge is like, what are you doing?
Speaking of,
you hold on to those.
Speaking of soon to be former Warriors, Draymond Green today is said he's demanding a max contract from the Golden State Warriors.
That is a wild negotiating position.
I mean, I guess they're paying for podcasts.
Literally, podcasts are now costing them hundreds of thousands of dollars because Joe Lacob went on Andre Iguodala's podcast and said the luxury tax was unfair and was fined $500,000. Mm-hmm. So there's no way the Warriors organization is not deeply in the red from these podcasts already. Yeah. But Draymond with a max, I was like, yeah, what, how much of a pay cut is Draymond Green going to take when they re-sign him? And apparently it's going to be like a 40% raise. I mean, why not say you want a max, I guess, but I just could see him just not being on the team after next year.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't you see him, I don't know, going to play with LeBron James, wherever that is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, whoever gets Bronny, I guess. I don't know. So he would sign for 120% of his current salary for 4 years. I can't imagine them giving him that.
No!
I mean, he says he's willing to pursue other options to get the contract he wants. I don't really know what that means. Anyway, we'll miss him.
Mm-hmm.
I still have an Everybody Loves Draymond t-shirt. I'll still wear it.
I have his fat head in my living room.
When he goes to the Cavs next year, along with LeBron, as a package deal, don't say we didn't warn you.
Also in the news, America's favorite, litigious man.
Yes.
Feuding with J.J. Redick.
Yes.
Jerry West, mad at J.J. Redick. Yes. You want to walk us through this story?
Yes. So J.J. Redick said that Bob Cousy played against firemen and plumbers. And then I'll give you a little excerpt from what Jerry West said.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the game's completely different and the athletes are completely different. Shut the fuck up! But tell me what JJ's career looked like. What did he do that determined games? I said a triple whiskey. He averaged 12 points a game in the league. Somewhere along the way, numbers count. You son of a bitch, catch the ball. You fucking piece of trash.
Gum. 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 Anyway,
but basically he said JJ Redick was too shitty a player to be capping on Bob Cousy. And I gotta say, fair enough, Jerry West, fair enough. Now, he went on to brag about his vertical leap and how he was one of the fastest players in the NBA in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm. When he was playing against plumbers.
And he says it's very disrespectful. I gotta say, I don't usually say this, team Jerry West, baby.
Mm.
But it's easy to not be team JJ Redick, is what I'm saying too.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of with I mean,
you're not with JJ Redick. Come on.
No, but I mean, like, the MVP of the NBA in the mid 70s literally was a cab driver. So
yeah, that's true. Well, and Bob Cousy, this is real. He
couldn't dribble with his left hand.
He forced his way to the Celtics because he had started a driving school for women. Mm-hmm. And so he was, I believe he was a pick of the Chicago Stags. And then he ended up on the Celtics, where Red Auerbach didn't want him because mm-hmm. he was, Joey, you know what he was? Too flashy. Too flashy for Red.
Yeah, like back then, only going right was considered flash.
Yeah. But I do think if you're talking shit about the other eras, you should have like started games most of your career. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know. I like talking shit about the other eras, you know?
Yeah. So. I like to talk shit about other comedians. I'm like, Richard Pryor, get to the fucking point. Nobody cares.
And no, I'm never siding with Jerry West on anything, by the way. Look, also in that interview, you know what he said? He said that social media is making kids kill themselves and that also he'll never go to therapy. He just deals with it.
I mean, I saw him say that live at Summer League.
And then, can we talk about a story from the Showtime book about Jerry West, Sean?
Sure.
It's something I'll never forget. I forget which Lakers player he was teaching how to drink, but he goes, oh, here's the key. Here's the key to how to drink at the Showtime Club. You get there early, and you immediately order 3 shots of tequila, and then you take those shots of tequila, and then you just drink orange juice all night. And everybody's like, wow, it's crazy you can party all night when you're just drinking orange juice, Jerry.
I mean, Keith Richards says something like that in his own book, but it's about like massive amounts of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, yeah, just do all the drugs early, mate. Yeah, it's still better than JJ Redick, dude. I mean, did Jerry West ever try to impeach a preschool teacher?
No, that's true. He
did pretty not. Well. Did he go to Duke University? Did he write poems? Jerry West apparently kind of has like a stump speech that he talks about pretty much where he like talks about depression. And mm-hmm. I was surprised
and how you don't need therapy. You just need to be angry your entire life.
I mean, he did not say that other people. I think he's in favor of therapy for other people.
No, just not himself.
He actually described like how he just watched the first time a therapist looked at their watch to know how much time was left, Jerry was like, that's enough. Like, you know that Jerry West both wants privacy and adulation all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think like therapy can only truly deliver one at a time. You know what I mean? Like it's, mm-hmm. they can pay attention to him. And anyway, yeah, he did talk about how he thought mental health was like a big priority for clubs. And then someone asked him, what he thought teams should do with mental health resources. And he was like, well, I just know I would never go to therapy. Gum. Okay.
Our listeners don't know the gum story and we're not allowed to tell it. Sorry. No. It's just, know.
And he's going to throw a trophy.
Yeah.
A podcasting trophy through the glass door of JJ Redick's studio. It's like, yeah, he's an old man, bitch.
Sean,
I wish they'd had a 3. I would have been the greatest.
I have another Jerry West question for you.
Yes.
Are you excited to watch the fifth multi-part Lakers television series?
Oh, Jesus.
This
year? There's another one?
Yeah, it comes out on Hulu the next week. It's directed by Antoine Fuqua.
The director.
The Equalizer. Yeah, yeah. And White House Down, not White House Down, the better one, Olympus Has Fallen.
Olympus Has Fallen. That is a good, that's his best film.
And the director of The Equalizer Part 3 coming out.
Oh, he's done all three.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that Denzel only at this point started doing sequels?
Yes. Well, what's even weirder about The Equal... Do you know about The Equalizer Part 3, Sean? Do you know who's in it?
No.
Dakota Fanning's going to be in it. And it's
it's the Man on Fire
yeah,
reunion?
Yeah, it's like a fake sequel. You know how Tony Scott made a fake sequel to The Conversation called Enemy of the State?
Yes.
Well, Antoine Fuqua and Denzel Washington are making a fake sequel to Man on Fire, Scott movie.
But it's an actual sequel to...
To The Equalizer, yeah.
At least he's making another movie with Will Smith. It's an action thriller called Emancipation. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not going to keep describing this, but I'm going to tell you, I'm pretty sure that Ben Foster plays a mean racist again.
Oh, great.
Man, I really enjoy a lot of these Fuqua films, I got to say.
Yeah, I love Antoine Fuqua.
Brooklyn's Finest. That is very memorable. New Magnificent Seven. Hell yes. Yeah, okay. So Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers. It's so crazy. I mean,
this one,
I guess, if you have a
Lakers
streaming
sanctioned app, though.
Isn't the Apple TV one Lakers sanctioned?
No, that's
too?
The Magic sanctioned.
But that's Lakers sanctioned. except
yeah, but this one's
going to
be
the
about
stuff about
Shaq
Rob
and Kobe. LeBron's in this one.
I mean, great. What we need is some more coverage of LeBron James, because there's a lot about him we don't know.
Yeah, there's also so much we don't know about the Buss family. I think this one is going to be Buss-centric.
Oh, thank God. Well, I just, as long as it has a lot of genius stand-up comedy, I am there. I'm there, Fuqua. Oh, he also directed The Terminal List, Joey. You love The Terminal List.
I do not love The Terminal List. I think we should do a one-off podcast about The Terminal List. I'll do it with John Burr. You don't have to watch it.
I'll do it. It's. I will say that, Joey, you saw the movie The Tomorrow War.
I did, yeah.
Starring Chris Pratt, Sam Richardson, mm-hmm. and...
A lady
from 24.
Yeah.
I don't remember who plays his wife in that movie.
I don't remember who plays his daughter. Anyway, who's the actual female lead? But anyway, keep going.
Anyway, he is.
Oh, J.K. Simmons. He plays the dad.
J.K. Simmons is the dad.
Yeah.
There is a scene where Chris Pratt is teaching a mm-hmm. science class, mm-hmm. and there has never been a less convincing science teacher mm-hmm. in TV or a movie. Like, they need to stop making movies where they have to have other characters explain that Chris Pratt is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Just let him be like a handsome dumb guy.
Well,
like, anytime he has to be like a scientist or an expert, I'm like, no, there's just no chance.
Sean,
unless it's about,
I've
like,
formulated a new theory about Marvel people. And that's that steroids may change your brain so much they make you less charismatic.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. Because
he used to be, the one thing he had was charisma, and now he mm-hmm. has negative charisma.
Zero charisma. He's like not fun at all.
Since Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, the most charismatic person maybe on Earth, has gotten less charismatic, I feel like. Which, you know, when you have
he did that Hot Ones, though.
Okay.
Maybe the hot sauce.
But did you watch that Ghostbusters, man?
Oh, I definitely did not.
Or all right. Chris Robert Evans. Downey Jr. didn't have to do the steroids, so he's maintained.
Chris Evans got less charismatic.
Chris Evans got way less charismatic. Thor Kumail has somehow maintained. Well, Kumail has negative. He looks like Lou Ferrigno now.
Yeah.
Who knows if he has the charisma still? Because it's upsetting.
He needs to let Genie open for him. Kumail, let Genie Bus open for you.
Anyway, whatever steroids Marvel is putting these people on, it's changing their brains so much they're becoming worse movie stars.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And yeah, I mean, when Benedict Wong gets super jacked, I'm going to be disappointed. It's impossible to tell if Benedict Cumberbatch is losing charisma or if it's just the worst American accent in the world.
Have you ever heard him say penguin?
No, but I'm going to find it.
Oh, I'm gonna get it right now. Talk about something else for a second.
Okay. I'm trying to think who else might be derailed by steroids. Scarlett Johansson has not looked the same endorsing companies that, only operate in seized Palestinian land. So that probably has something to do with her Marvel workouts.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Awkwafina has not had to take too many steroids, so she's staying pretty charming, I gotta say. Norm from Queens, season 12, was just as good as the Odyssey came before it.
How do you feel about it?
I don't think Don Cheadle had to do the steroids.
I don't think he had to do the
Ruffalo
steroids.
Ruffalo also has not done the steroids.
No, but he's also getting less charismatic.
I didn't watch the thing where he played twins.
Think about, okay, Spotlight is post Marvel. Think about that horrible monologue he gives.
Yeah, that one's not as good.
Yeah, the old Ruffalo never.
But I liked
that.
Him in that.
I like it too. I like that movie and I like him, but he's great just generally. All right, so Benedict Cumberbatch, Sean, narrated a wildlife documentary, and this is how he says penguin.
Is penguins. Crested penguins.
What?
Parent penguin heading home.
Penguin?
Yep.
Is he adding a G?
So why are these woodlands so attractive to penguins?
That's a pengling, he said.
What is the matter with him?
You want to hear it again? But yes, he says penguin and pengling.
I don't like that one.
Is penguins. Crested penguins. Parent penguin heading home. So
that's
why are these woodlands so attractive to penguins?
Yep.
That's why he was not cast as Batman.
And that's why he plays Dr. Weird. All right.
Yeah. Dr. Goofball. And the closet full of yucks.
All right, Sean, do you want to talk about Carl Anthony Towns?
Yeah, he put out a full page ad. I included the text of this full page ad. Mm-hmm. It's written like a weird. I'm just going to put I'm going to read the end of it. I'm going to switch. It's titled Locked In, a letter from Carl Anthony Towns, full page ad on a Minnesota paper. And then he just says, I can't thank you enough. Thank you for. These are all on different lines, like he's a sports writer, challenging me, holding me accountable, supporting me and giving me a place to grow up and learn what it means to represent this state. I commit to you differently than I did as the 19-year-old kid who was drafted here, but as a veteran in the NBA who has seen it all. I'm locked in.
What I mean, the good thing
he's locked in, Joey.
But he's like advertising himself.
I think it's an
like it's like
room.
A thank you for his contract. What?
Yeah, it's a thank you for his contract. I also think that Locked In is a Carl Anthony Towns escape room in Minneapolis that they're going to open up, and you have to solve a couple puzzles. Like in one of them,
are you locked in with Dave Chappelle, and he's saying horrible things?
Wait, is Carl Anthony Towns associated with?
No, but Minneapolis is. Didn't you see that this week?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. I thought you were saying that. No, I was just going to say that you have to beat a Fortnite level to get out of one.
Mm-hmm.
And then in another one, you're playing a basketball game. And the trick is you actually only take four shots in a playoff game. Mm-hmm.
You have to
and
escape that from Jimmy Butler yelling at you and trying to fuck
yeah,
your
yeah,
girlfriend.
Yeah, that one's really tough. You just have to let it go, which is the worst part. So anyway, yeah, taking out a full page ad, if you're leaving a team, great. If you're still on the team, it makes me think, why do you need a full page ad?
Well, that's
play 82 games.
This full page ad is like, thanks, I'm rich now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, and I'm a sucker for a full page ad. Look, when Jason Richardson took out a full page ad apologizing to Warriors fans for not making the playoffs that year, it made me love him forever.
And then the Warriors made the playoffs and immediately traded him. Yeah,
classic. Also, I remember everybody signed that ad except for Mike Dunleavy. All right.
Mike Dunleavy's like, I'm glad we didn't make the playoffs. Fuck these fans.
Now he's the GM. All right.
He's going to own the team by the time we're done.
Sean.
Yes.
The Pistons are going back to the horse, the demonic horse. And you know who's delighted about this?
I don't know.
Preeminent horse girl and one of our favorite people on earth, Katie Heindel. She loves the horse. She is one of the reasons she is a basketball fan is because of the Detroit Pistons horse jerseys,
which I had considered crazy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I've ever rode a horse as an adult too. So I'm not coming from as much of an equine place. I have read the play Exus, but that is actually Equus. Probably make me more clear, more afraid of horses.
Is that the horniest play?
It's
what's the horniest play?
Hair, probably.
Right. Yeah.
There's probably some like more sexy plays.
Daryl Morey, go on Roundball to tell us what the horniest play is.
Yeah, sexual perversity in Chicago.
Avenue Q. Those David puppets Mamet like to fuck, write right?
That horny a play. Those puppets are pretty horny. Yeah.
Rent, not horny.
No, not horny. Into the Woods, a little bit hornier than you'd think.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like Equus, very horny. Like a lot of shirtless men, like
a lot
horning
of
around,
nudity in general,
turning
yeah.
into horses.
I mean, it's a crazy play, so I would agree.
Call us on the phone and tell us what you think the horniest play is.
Named after the genus of horses.
Anyway, also Daryl Morey, go on Roundball to tell us what the horniest play is.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, I have a confession to make about the Pistons horse jerseys. I don't think I've said this on the show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But until, I'm going to say about a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
I literally thought the horse on that jersey was a chess piece.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
it looks all plasticky, right?
Yeah,
and
then
I looked at it for something on this show, and I was like, oh, horsepower, I'm not a man. This is an engine.
Oh, I did not even realize that's what it was supposed to be.
Because it's a piston, right? And it has the, like, exhaust tubes with the flame shooting out of them.
I didn't even realize those were, like, exhaust tubes. I just thought oh, there are exhaust tubes at the end of the logo. I never even noticed that part of it.
But because
I just thought
so,
it was a horse on fire.
It's so it does sleek look like a, looking. I thought it was like a chess piece. Yeah.
Yeah, because the NBA is a chess match. Baby.
And I was like, these chess. Why do the Pistons have a chess jersey? This sucks. anyway,
also,
congratulations to Katie Heindel. Subscribe to Basketball Feelings.
This is an alternate jersey, right?
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they would. It was a bizarre pivot when it happened, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be like, yeah, we've been a really dominant franchise. And to usher in the new chapter, we are going to borrow a color scheme from the Florida Marlins.
Yeah, we have the new Michael Jordan. Sean, have I ever told you my Grant Hill shoe story?
No.
Okay, so I was never allowed to wear basketball shoes as a kid because my dad thought they looked bad because they were so big and weird.
Okay.
And I somehow was able to convince my father to buy me the new Grant Hill Filas. Because I think I was going to a new school. It was middle school. It was seventh grade. And I think he finally kind of felt bad for me because I was like the new kid in the school, you know, midway through a semester. So he bought me what I thought were the coolest shoes on earth, the Grant Hill Filas.
Uh-huh.
And when I wore them to school, everyone kept asking me why I was wearing women's shoes.
Oh, that's not fair.
That same year, I also got a really bad haircut, and everyone kept asking me why I looked like Bob Saget.
Oh, God, Joey.
Yeah. Also, that same year, my drama teacher made me do a monologue that she picked for me in front of the entire school about how good it's going to feel to kiss girls now that my braces are off.
Oh, Joey.
Yeah.
That's the worst scene in Equus, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, that maybe that's the horniest play. That monologue I did about my braces coming off. Anyway, that was a rough year for old Joey. Boy. Call us on the phone. Tell us your roughest middle school stories.
Yeah, do that. And we'll see if Jaden Ivey is having nightmares where he forgets to bring his teal shorts on his first game. He's so embarrassed. Also, the numbers on the back of those jerseys are enormous.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? The trend is to make the important information very difficult to read. As
well,
you can
see
from
90s, right?
Big like, numbers?
No, just the even... whole aesthetic of that jersey is like very like, remember the Rockets had like a fucking panda on them, and then like a cartoon rocket.
Yeah, yeah. No, the numbers like look like an iMac.
Yeah.
Or like here's the new Volkswagen Beetle. It looks like bubblegum. Yeah. Anyway,
there's something about that jersey that like just reminds me of like an album cover from the female singer Poe. That's how 90s it is.
I just think this is an example of people will have nostalgia for literally anything, even when it was clearly terrible.
Well, we learned that this year, or last year, I mean, when the Warriors, and everyone got so stoked they wore the worst jerseys in Warriors history, and everyone was so excited about
They're
it.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah, we believe Lightning Bolt jerseys.
Yeah, and dude, it's they were good for a month and a half in these.
And it's like, for 7 years, everyone talked about how those were the worst jerseys in the NBA.
They just didn't want them at
no
all
No one
anymore.
Liked, the fans hated them.
Like, we're the throwback to the late 80s one.
Also, for the majority of the We Believe season, people hated those jerseys so much, they wore the city jerseys as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. No one liked those. Same with, like, the show Full House. But, like, literally anything can be brought back. And people
Wait,
like,
stop mentioning my bad haircut for middle school. Oh, all right.
All right. Do you want to do this last one about
James Harden's wine? I think we want to do the two, right? We've got
I think so.
We got three stories here. We've still got plenty of time.
We don't have plenty of
time. Oh, we don't have plenty of time. You're right. James Harden has his own wine.
Yeah.
Sean, you want to read this quote?
Yeah. James Harden has his own wine. Here's the quote. I have always seen the wine industry as a closed-door environment. Through my partnership with Accolade and the release of J-Harden, my goal is to make a high-quality product that can be enjoyed by the masses at a reasonable price. If you're new to wine or an experienced enthusiast, I believe you'll love this wine as much as I do. James Harden says his wine is smooth, full-bodied, and, quote, jammy.
So it goes down slow, just like James Harden, huh?
Jammy is like... Doesn't that seem like he's maybe describing, like, Thunderbird would be described as jammy?
look, you know how
you
they
and
talk
I are
about
both
how...
huge wine guys, obviously.
You know how they talk about a wine having legs? Well, this wine has a big fat ass. the J. Harden label will include the likeness of Harden's beard, with bright colors and a floral design inside a silhouette of Harden's face. You know what? Fine, whatever. Like, wine, the NBA loving wine is at least better than them loving NFTs, so let's keep that going.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good point. Sure. Yeah. Keep making wine. Like,
at least it's an actual product.
Also, I like that he's making cheap wine. I was making fun of that, but I'm like, that's so much better than like an $80 bottle of tequila. James Harden's like, here's a $15 wine and it tastes like juice. Get on board.
I'm opening doors to the wine industry, just like the club doors open for me the second I get out of my limo. All right. Do this Tyler Hero headline. Yeah.
So I don't really know what to say about this story, but this is from our friends at Black Sports Online. I actually applied to be a writer there this week. All you did was include your name and a Twitter handle. You don't have to be black, apparently. Wouldn't it be great if I was hired at Black Sports Online, Joey?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's their tweet. Heat. Tyler Hero announces the gender of the baby he's having with IG model Kata Elise Henry, who briefly broke up with him for cheating on her while she was pregnant and caused her to say he has small penis. Mm-hmm. It's so many words. They're all capitalized.
Uh-huh. They're insane. Congrats
to Tyler Hero's gender reveal.
Mm-hmm. And his small penis. All right.
His small penis.
Sean, that's our episode. It's a quick one this week. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Yes. Thursday night, if you're around, I will be opening for Michelle Wolf at the Late Show at Cobb's Comedy Club.
I went to brunch with her one time.
She's nice.
Sticking
it to Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Wait, that made it sound like it was a date. There were lots of other comedians at brunch.
She's cool. She's like, it's funny because she's like a jock.
Mm-hmm. And she ended the world's worst political.
Was she the last White House Correspondents' Dinner host?
Well, it was for a while, but I think they brought it back this year. But she
it was like when it was like after Stephen Colbert did it, they were like, Rich Little is hosting.
Yeah.
He's going to do an impression of Johnny Carson. Okay. Oh, and then I'll be at Low Bar in Oakland on October 3rd.
Well,
no, August 3rd.
Step over Wednesday that night. Bar.
Yeah.
Because you're a high bar comic. All right.
That was it.
As for me,
sorry. And also, we'll have another round book rock club.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first part of Corbin A. Smith and I talking about Jeff Benedict and Armin Katan's Tiger Woods book.
Great. And then we're gonna have some more Lincoln Lawyer episodes up soon. Also, I'm hoping to have Katie Heindel on to do a power ranking of Vegas slot machines this week.
Yeah.
And then also I guess I'm gonna do a Terminal List episode with John Burr. I announced earlier on this episode, even though I haven't asked him.
We're doing it. He hates it too.
Yeah, it's really bad. I hate it. Also some personal news. The Bosch Legacy people were back at my apartment scouting. They had like 25 people. I asked someone what they thought that meant, and they were like, there's probably gonna be a shootout in your courtyard.
Maddie's all right. Getting kidnapped again.
No, because they only needed two location scouts for the kidnapping. There were 25. So the person I know who makes stuff says there's probably going to be a gunfight in your apartment courtyard.
I'm telling you, Corn Pop is finally going to be on Bosch.
All right. And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz. We're on 4:30:15. I tweeted at Wikipedia, how do I get someone to stop writing false information on my Wikipedia page? It's really frustrating. Sean, did you write a song?
You know, I didn't, but I have a banger in the works. It's just, this one's been, it's a Billie Eilish song and it's hard to record.
Well, don't.
And it's about Rudy Gobert.
Get that away yet.
It's about Rudy Gobert. That's all.
What song are we going to listen to right now?
Oh, yeah. We're going to listen to a great one. It's called Proud Jimmy. And it's a Creedence Clearwater Revival song about James Dolan.
Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. It's called Penguin, you idiot. Wait, I almost said it wrong. It's called Penguin, you... It's called Penguin. What kind of doctor are you, you moron?
Left a job at Cablevision. Sexually harassing every night and day, but I never felt more like a desperado till I booked 10 dates for the Eagles to play. Nick Franchise keep on pointing, Proud Jimmy keep on oining. Dolan on the river. Signed a lot of bet free agents. Gave Isaiah millions to ruin my team. But I never knew the power of the guitar till I wrote a song about Harvey Weinstein. Front office keep on choining. Proud Jimmy keep on oining. Dolan on the river.
Hi, this is James Dolan, and I am a blues man. Like Robert Johnson, I also sold my soul to the devil. But I did it to get Andre Bargnani. Honestly, when they suggested a pick swap, I thought they meant trading vintage guitar picks, like the one I stole out of Dwayne Allman's grave. Looks like that little mistake cost me Jakob Poeltl, Jonah Bolden, and my immortal soul. That's a whoopsie. That's on Dolan.
Dolan on the river. If you come play at the Garden, you'll love Frankie Smokes and Moody A. There's no more abuses, I will write you music. But if you lose, I'm singing on the team plane. Jim Varney, keep hey voining. Proud Jimmy, keep on oining. Dolan on the river.
The Hudson River.
Dolan on the river.
Hey, what if I brought Isaiah Thomas back? Wouldn't that be fun? Isaiah Thomas, Kevin Durant's weird best friend, and my president of basketball operations, Joe Walsh.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.